Power 4.7, Andy and Mel. Morning, it's 8:08. We're going to top out at 19 today. A couple of text messages I got late yesterday or missed yesterday during the show that I wished I hadn't. We were talking about the annoying things yesterday.
New Year's Eve?
That you ran into on New Year's Eve. I got a text that said, I drive for a car service part-time, so people in general were interesting. But the funniest thing was getting paid a tip in brownies as I picked them up from the bar.
What kind of brownies?
Who has brownies at a bar? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What kind of brownies?
M-A-R-I-J-U-A-N-A brownies, maybe.
I know what you're spelling now.
Okay, good. Because you didn't yesterday.
It took me a second. Yeah. Like three.
A text about my mullet yesterday, or lack thereof.
It is a mullet.
It's not a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
But the text I got said, no mullet for Andy, but perhaps a chia pet?
Chia.
Yeah. I won't disagree with that description of it. I really won't. A couple other texts from stuff we talked about earlier this morning. The pedals, apparently, in England, we were talking about driving in different countries.
How
China
weird
was,
would that be? Yeah.
China was talking about getting, or they're not talking about it, they're doing it. They're making a yellow light, or like a red light. You run a yellow light, you get a ticket.
Weird.
And we were talking about, you know, things that are different in different countries. Well, I guess the pedals are the same in England.
Okay.
Like, the same as they are here.
Okay.
Gas on the right.
Yeah.
Is what I'm guessing they're meaning. But the lights are different. The red and yellow turn on at the same time. Then the yellow shuts off.
Oh.
When it's no longer the...
That's just in England, right?
If you don't stop with that horrible accent, I'm not turning your mic back on. Are you done with it? Are you done with it? Okay.
I'm done now.
Okay, good. Other things we could count. Oh, wait. Newton's first law of motion was also part of that.
Okay.
Newton's first law, we couldn't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah.
An object that is at rest stays at rest. An object in motion stays in motion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Another thing we could count for a silly, stupid game.
Yeah.
How long my hair is in inches.
Oh. But where would we start at, though?
Well, it'd have to be an average of the front and the back. Because the front is going to be longer than the back.
We don't have a ruler.
No. I got a tape measure at home.
Okay. That would work.
We could also count my chest hair.
I don't want to count your chest.
I don't want to either.
You can have your wife help you with that one.
Way too much.
Blech.
As for the Christmas decorations, have you taken them down? Poll at hot1047.com. So far, 50% of people. Oh, check that. Make that 62% of people. I just refreshed the results. Have taken theirs down. 3% will get them down by Valentine's Day and have not yet. And 34% say, no, I will get it done this month.
Okay.
Have you gotten yours taken down? Cindy's on the phone. How are you, Cindy?
Good.
So are your Christmas decorations still up?
No. Call me the Grinch, but I took them down the day of Christmas.
Day
you
up?
Took them down Christmas Day?
Yes.
Oh, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I am.
That seems too early. I did New Year's Day, so yeah. I figured that would... I still wanted to look at my pretty tree.
Oh, yeah.
My decorations were really pretty this year.
Yeah, my house is so small, though, that it was just too much clutter.
I did need to move the tree because in that particular... First of all, I set the tree up when I moved in. So like around Thanksgiving.
Handy.
Yeah. So since we were already unpacking, I figured we might as well set it up.
Might as well unpack that too.
But the problem was is where I put one of the benches, it was over one of the heat registers. So, and I kind of wanted to move that.
You have a bench?
It's like a bench, like you put stuff in. You know, like, so you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I get it.
And so it was over one of the heat registers because I was making room for the tree. So I kind of wanted to get it down so I could utilize that heat a little bit better. So mine made more sense to get it down right away.
Yep. I was pretty excited to get them down.
Why?
Just, I don't know. My house is too small for all of it.
Okay.
My kids didn't mind either.
All right. To me, it's kind of depressing when you start taking it down.
Yeah.
Because January is such a cold, desperate, awful month.
It's true. You could decorate early for Valentine's Day, though.
Or Thanksgiving.
I mean,
they're probably already getting Halloween candy in the stores right now. Thanks for the call, Cindy.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Got a email here from Christina. She said, I tore mine down the day after Christmas. There's barely any snow on the ground, so all of my Christmas decorations just made me depressed. From the lack of snow. She's a snowaholic, she says.
Last year had to be horrible on her.
Plenty of snow. Yeah.
I have lots of snow.
Okay. I guess she wants a snow like they got in the northern Black Hills yesterday.
They get a lot?
Foot.
Oh.
In Lee Deadwood Spearfish, they got a foot dumped on them.
Yowza.
And that's the thing. When I lived out there, it was when it snowed. I mean, you would get small snows, but like there's a dividing line at Sturgis.
Okay.
If it snows in the northern hills, it does not snow in Rapid.
Weird.
I know it's very weird. And
such a strange thing.
I don't know how many times I was in 12 inches or more snowstorms living there, but it was. And the best part was the worst one. The only time school was ever called off at Black Hill State when I went there was when I lived downtown.
Nice.
Yep.
I got stuck
down to the stadium sports grill.
We got stuck in Deadwood on our honeymoon because of a blizzard.
That's not a bad place to be stuck.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It sucks if you're broke.
No, we had money from the wedding.
Not much fun if you're broke. At all.
Lots of free beer.
Yeah.
I was wasted by like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Still got your Christmas decorations up. You can take our poll at hot1047.com or 361-5557. Email or text to am at hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 827 up to 19 today. Right now it is 5 above. Once it hits 5, I feel like I need to say above or below. I don't know why.
Okay.
So.
If it's under 10, I think.
Are your Christmas decorations still up? Mine are.
Mine are down.
They will likely be up for a while. I will probably take them down this weekend. I did get one interesting email that said, or a text message. They said that they'll keep theirs up until January 6th, which is Epiphany.
Oh.
So.
That makes sense.
Let's see. Jen's on the phone. How are you, Jen?
Hey, I'm good. I have a story about Christmas decorations.
Uh-huh.
My husband is such a good man. He thought that since I was working on New Year's Day that he would go ahead and take down all the Christmas tree, all the ornaments, and put them all away really nice.
That was nice of him.
That was nice.
It was, except for it's like a tradition of mine to like one at a time take them all down, individually wrap them up, and put them nicely back where I want them to be.
You got a little OCD, do you?
He kind of jumped the gun.
So I have to ask, did you yell at him?
You know, I kind of barked a little bit, yes.
But at the same time, he tried to do something nice, and I really want to yell at you, but I can't because it makes me a jerk.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad my wife's not that particular about things. When it comes to like the kids' clothes, like I'll throw them in the laundry and I'll even fold them. I hate putting them away because yeah. I am going to hear about it later. That's not where that goes. Then don't ask me to do it. Don't ask me to put it away.
I'll wash them dry and fold them.
Don't ask me to put them away.
I think that's fair.
He doesn't usually contribute with. He'll like bring the tree out of the attic and he'll help us, you know, unpack it and maybe put it up and center it. And then, you know, when we're all done taking it down, you know, and taking all the decorations out, then he'll help put it back in the box and put it back upstairs.
Yeah.
He doesn't usually help with the middle ground. I'm like, what?
Yeah, this is why I said it earlier this morning. This is why you don't do things for people. It just gets you in trouble.
Stop.
Thank you for the call, Jen.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. It will. It'll just get you into trouble.
You're so bah humbug.
I'm not bah humbug. I just understand why people don't do nice things sometimes because, yeah, I pull over the side of the road and, sure, I'll help that girl with her flat tire. Then she's probably got a boyfriend hiding in the trunk waiting to rob me.
I understand where you could be cynical about it, though.
Yeah.
Because there are some nice things that you do and then end up biting you in the butt. So,
and some of those things even turn into an excuse for the guy who blew all his money at the casino, and that was his excuse to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I got robbed.
Yeah.
Remember that story?
I do remember that. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
My New Year's resolution was going to be that I would stop being sarcastic, but damn it, I'm no quitter.
It is 8:30. How about a 4.7?
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
A former firefighter with a crush on Madonna has been sentenced Robert Linhart has been given 3 years probation for resisting arrest outside the singer's New York City apartment in November, which followed a pair of arrests in September of 2010. Linhart was first picked up after he spray-painted love notes on poster boards outside Madonna's former Manhattan apartment. He returned a few days later and was busted again. His attorney says it's no crime to adore Madonna and tells the New York Daily News that he plans to appeal his client's conviction. And that's it. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
It's not a crime to love Madonna.
I love Madonna. Madonna.
It could
Madonna.
Be a crime. That's probably what the officer says. It's not necessarily a crime, but it can be.
It depends how you interpret the law.
Depends on how you act. What you do.
Crazy pants.
Okay, there was... I want to read this again because it's just terribly funny.
Okay.
The Hudson, Ohio story where the guy reported a suspicious package.
Yes.
I will just read it verbatim. It's a photo of a newspaper clipping that was on Reddit. A Sullivan Road resident, this is Hudson, Ohio, a Sullivan Road resident called police to report a, quote, suspicious package on his front porch November 2nd at 3:20 p.m. The resident said he observed an unknown person leave the package and called police. According to the police report, the officer said he could see the package was clearly labeled with the Amazon.com logo and asked the man if he had ordered anything from the firm recently. The man reportedly said, "Why, yes, I did." The officer told the resident his order had arrived. The resident then said he was comfortable opening the box. The officer then left the scene, according to the report.
He woke up and put on his crazy pants.
Mm-hmm. There's this strange young girl at my door. She has a green sash on. I think she might be a terrorist.
She's got cookies with her.
I'm calling Homeland Security.
What did they put in those cookies?
She says she's selling cookies, but I think they're grenades. Oh, I love Crazy Stupid.
I mean, like, seriously, dude, you ordered something from Amazon.
Yeah.
It's a delivery person.
But, you know, some people order so much stuff, they don't realize what they've ordered, and then they got... Haven't you ever gotten into modes like that where you get into an online shopping binge?
Sometimes.
And
I mean, I've purchased quite a few things lately.
There's been times where I've gone a little eBay or Amazon crazy.
Yeah.
It's only happened a couple times, but... Like, for a while, I was buying something off eBay. This is years ago.
Yeah.
I was buying something off eBay, like, every day for about a week and a half.
Jeez.
I mean, like, the first day I didn't get a package here at the station, I was like, I'm bummed out.
It's kind of a bummer.
And then I'm like, I have a problem.
It is kind of a bummer, though.
I need to stop buying crap online.
Because it's like getting a present.
Kinda.
Even though you bought it for yourself, it's still like getting a present because you get to open it up.
It kinda is.
And you're like, oh, it's here.
I know.
I just ordered some clothes for the girls because it was super cheap after Christmas.
Yeah.
And I just had to check to see when it was going to get here because I was like, when are those clothes getting here?
I know.
They're supposed to be delivered today or tomorrow.
It's so amazing how I need to know now we are.
I know.
Because I ordered a new case for my phone because mine has fallen apart because it was a good case for my old phone, but the same type of case, there's not enough plastic. It falls apart on me.
Oh, that sucks.
So I ordered a new one.
Okay.
And I get the shipping number and I keep checking it like every 4 hours.
You're like addicted to see if
I need to know
out.
Where it is. And it's not like UPS where they show you every single stop along the way.
Yeah.
This is USPS, so it was shipped from Brooklyn, New York, and that's all I've seen since the 29th.
They don't give you much information after that.
No. Mm-mm. It'll say delivered.
Yeah.
When it arrives.
No, I know where mine's at. Mine's in Sioux Falls currently, so it'll be delivered today or tomorrow at the latest. So I'll have mine.
Yeah, I won't have mine.
Which is exciting.
I think mine's supposed to arrive by tomorrow.
Well, I was just starting to think to myself, I was like,
now
I ordered that the day I ordered that the day after Christmas. It should be here by now.
How stupid is this? I have
now
to
you
go
have to check. Oh my gosh, you are addicted. You can't buy anything on eBay though.
I actually set up the email.
Oh,
alerts.
Where they give you email alerts?
Yeah. So anytime anything changes, it'll send me an email.
But if they're only going to tell you when it's delivered, then
sometimes that's not enough. I still click the link and go to the actual page, and of course, it says the exact same thing as the last email I got said, but I still have to know.
You still have to check.
It's another new mental disorder that'll be.
No, but I get it.
Come up with to describe these things.
I know. But I get it, though, because you want to know when your stuff's going to get here.
Yeah, but.
I mean, I can understand waiting a week and being patient about a week because usually the free shipping is it takes about a week.
Yeah, but remember when you didn't have internet and you ordered something and you just waited for it?
I know. I hated that.
It just all of a sudden showed up. You knew it would come in 7 to 10 days. So I know between Wednesday and Friday, it'll come.
How often before internet did you actually order something instead of just purchasing
catalogs?
It somewhere? Not very often.
I did.
Really?
From time to time.
Mm-mm.
I mean, like buying stuff online wasn't like I started using the internet in 1990. Well, regularly, not really till 1997.
Yeah.
I used it in 95, 96. I don't remember using it regularly until about 97, 98.
When I moved to Georgia is when I really started using it. It's when I got a computer.
I still didn't even really use it heavy until about 1999.
I suppose that's probably when I did. Or started actually using
it.
That's
when I got
my
first computer.
And then checking out all websites because there wasn't very many, but...
And I paid $15 or $20 a month for dial-up internet.
I know. I don't even remember where I would search things for. Maybe
AOL.
It
was the bomb, yo.
It was the bomb.
I had internet at my home. Sure, it took me an hour and a half to download a 2-minute song off, what was it called? Napster.
Napster. Mm-hmm.
Ah, memories.
Mm-hmm.
Back when the internet sucked and we didn't even know it. I have some very strange sex laws that I found on the internet last night. I will give those to you next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:55. It's funny how context makes all the difference.
Sure does.
We got an email from Christina earlier, and she had said that she tore her decorations down day after Christmas. There's barely any snow on the ground, so all my Christmas decorations just made me depressed from the lack of snow.
There's a lot of snow.
And I was like, especially compared to last year when we had virtually
none. She was probably way depressed last year with no snow at all.
And then I emailed back and said, well, where do you live? I've got 6 inches in my yard here in Sioux Falls. And she says, sorry, I'm from Colorado.
Oh.
Kind of used to a lot more snow.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, now that makes a lot more sense.
Because that didn't make sense before.
Because that's kind of a, you know, very similar climate to the Black Hills.
Yeah.
It still can get very warm during the winter, but when it snows, mountain area, tons.
Yeah.
And tons and tons. I got 12 inches in the northern Black Hills yesterday, which I kind of miss those days. You know, two or three times a year, you would get a big, huge dumping of 8 to 20 inches of snow and the occasional 90 inches of snow.
I don't really like that much because, I mean, I don't get me wrong, all the snow, but I need to come here to work.
I know, but it makes life interesting.
It does.
That's why I love
driving
like,
in the crap weather.
I love harmless weather. You know, yeah, it's a pain in the butt. And yeah, people get in accidents and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, when there's a big snowstorm, it makes life interesting.
So yesterday, after I got off work, I had to run some errands, and I saw 2 car accidents, like fender benders, rear ending, and there was no snow falling at the time. It was not slick.
Really...
There was no snow on the ground, on the streets. It was the weirdest thing. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with you people? Like, one was 3 cars, right on 41st Street.
And yet, Allstate keeps giving us the safest driving city in the country award year after year after year.
I think it's just because there's less people in South Dakota. I don't understand. I couldn't believe it. I was like 2 accidents that I passed by, and thank God I wasn't involved in any of them.
I found a list, a very funny list on ChaCha.com.
ChaCha.
The list was some of the funniest sex laws from around the country. A couple of them, I didn't really want to go there on the air.
Probably not a good idea.
But most of them were tame enough to do on the air.
Okay.
In Maryville, Missouri, they have a law that prohibits women from wearing corsets.
Corsets are kind of cool.
Well, I mean, nobody really wears them anymore.
Well, some people do. It's more like a go-out outfit. Like, it's not like the corset back in the day corset where you made it
so tight
you couldn't breathe.
I think it was probably from back in the day.
Okay.
The law states, the privilege of admiring the curvaceous, unencumbered body of a young woman should not be denied to the normal, red-blooded American male. Now, does that sound like an old law?
Weird.
Yeah, that sounds like a really old law. In Cali, Colombia, this is a law no one in this country would ever be okay with.
Okay.
It is the law for a bride's mother to be in the room on her wedding night.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
No way. Weird. Gross.
Yeah.
Ew.
Very weird.
Yeah. For everybody involved, weird.
Yeah, can you imagine the groom?
Oh my gosh.
In Bakersfield, California, I think this might be the funniest one.
Like, the mom wouldn't want to see that. Actually, son-in-law's business.
I'm going to save that one for last because that one's just too funny.
Okay.
In Nevada, it is illegal to have sex without a condom. I don't know how people have kids in Nevada, but I guess they're breaking the law.
Okay.
So there's just cops sitting outside the maternity ward.
Yeah. You're under arrest.
There's probably a provision that.
I would think so. Maybe yeah. A city ordinance.
Well, it says it's Nevada, so.
Well, cities sometimes can.
The website did not cite the codified laws of the states and cities. So, I mean, this could be all internet rumor.
Yeah.
In Liverpool, England, this one is also very funny.
In England.
Stop it. Saleswomen in Liverpool can go topless only in tropical fish stores.
Well, that's really weird.
I bet there's some tropical fish stores that end up buying a lot of advertising.
I bet
and
you,
a lot of stuff.
I bet you they do some awesome business.
Yeah. In Oblong, Illinois, it is illegal to make love while you are hunting or fishing on your wedding day.
Okay. What would have to happen?
I don't know.
In order for that to become a law.
I know, because laws are made because something happens
right.
Usually.
Yeah. So that one, I'm like, what would have to happen?
Maybe someone got a fish hook stuck.
Mm.
In Willowdale, Oregon, it is illegal for a man to curse during sex.
What?
In Fairbanks, Alaska, even moose are not allowed to procreate in the streets.
So the moose can't get it on in the middle of the street?
I guess not.
I'm sure that happens all
but
the time.
But who am I to argue with
Let's
a moose?
Let's get it on. Yeah, what are you going to do? Stop them?
Yeah.
They're
hey,
huge.
Hey, you, knock it off.
Like, really?
I'm a moose. Shut up.
How do they stop them?
And finally, in Bakersfield, California, it is the law that you must wear a condom if you have sex with Satan.
So they're saying Satan's a woman?
I guess so. I didn't think about it that way. I just figured they're trying to avoid having the spawn of Satan, but so make it into a law just in case. But
where's that at?
Bakersfield, California.
Weird.
Very.
Okay.
Very, very. Music coming up. We have got Pink on the way. Also, Bruno Mars. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.